Now, back to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, if you're having trouble grabbing some Taylor Swift tickets, don't worry. Yeah. Here's some advice. Be listening the next 30 minutes.
Ooh.
Really?
We may or may not be celebrating the 12 days of Swiftmas in the next 30 minutes. That's the advice I'm giving you right there.
Right.
Keep it on the DL, dog.
12 days, 12 winners, Big
Al. Good advice right there. I'm going to live by that advice, JC.
Thanks, Kelly. You're going to be listening in the next 30 minutes?
That we may or may not.
By may or may not, I mean we may.
And I'm going to cross-stitch that on a pillow.
Yeah.
I've got advice pillows that I throw on my bed.
Oh, you do, Kelly?
I need advice. I just read my pillows.
Well, I haven't had the honor to go into your bedroom ever.
Give me one of them.
Yeah. Way to put it on. I like that. Come on, Kelly. You say you have advice pillows.
Pretty is as pretty does. That's one of my advice pillows.
That's not advice.
That's a saying.
Oh, may or may not play in 30 minutes is advice?
Yeah.
You're going to correct me?
No, because I told him.
Come correct.
I said, please listen.
I'm going to tell you
that's
something.
My advice to you.
That I am going to come. I'm so upset
when
I saw this. Now, fast food is a lovely treat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to teach my daughter, which is really hard, that we don't eat fast food every day.
Yeah. every parent does that. Yeah.
We went through a phase where it was just too easy to pull into the drive-thru every single night. Got to get out of that, right?
Because before you had kids, did you ever say, my kid will never eat fast food?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm not that parent person. When I was pregnant, this is what I guess, for lack of a better term, crave.
Yeah.
McDonald's cheeseburgers, just the plain little cheeseburger, because there's a McDonald's every three blocks or so.
Right.
And when you're pregnant and when you're just hungry, you have that little pit in your stomach, like I'm hungry and I'm about to feel sick if I don't eat something.
Yeah.
Pull into McDonald's, get a cheeseburger, and all was right in my world.
So my mom did the same thing.
McDonald's cheeseburgers.
McDonald's cheeseburgers was her thing.
Something about that. Just enough grease and not too much grease.
Yeah.
Greatness. And those pickles and the little diced onions, just the right amount of sprinkling. Okay, well, here's the horror that I saw on the internet this morning.
Okay.
McDonald's is going to delete 8 menu items.
What?
But they're not telling us what those menu items are yet. They have to keep up with the times. What happened was they said, like, within the last decade, they've added 100 menu items. And what happens is people that used to be able to go up and say, I'll get a Big Mac, because there were fewer options, cut down on the time when you have fewer choices. But now that people have so many choices, it's cutting down on the productivity. They want to get people in and out. It's fast food, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to delete 8 items. Now, they're not releasing what they are, but some people are speculating it could be, like, instead of now they're offering 4 quarter pound with cheese options.
Uh-huh.
You could dress them up different ways where you add lettuce, tomato, and stuff. They're just going to give you one.
Okay.
They're going to go back to the 1/4 pound of cheese the way we all knew and loved it in the beginning.
And then you pick what you want. Here's my plea to fast food. Don't automatically throw the onions and tomatoes in there.
No, but if that's the way it comes, then you can say, but leave off the tomato and onions.
Hold the onions and tomatoes.
Because as a onion hater, I request no onions all the time.
You're wrong.
And then they accidentally throw them in there. Because that's how they come. They're used to putting them together. Like,
that's right. Well, they're so good.
That's the way they make it, and then you tell them not to.
And you know, recently they've added these snack wraps. That's something new they've added over the past year. But they give you 3 options. So now they're maybe probably going to trim that back just to 1 snack wrap option. I guess the most popular one they're selling.
Really?
Something else they're probably going to get rid of. If your bacon clubhouse burger, if that is your favorite thing in the world, you better start loading up.
Why?
Because they did say earlier this year that one's probably going to come off the menu. So the bacon clubhouse burger.
That's a good one, Kelly.
You need to go on a Bacon Clubhouse burger binge. It might be going away.
Wow.
They're doing something else new. They said, it was really funny. I watched a little short film on this on USA Today's website this morning. USA Today produced it.
They do on the changes that
are coming to McDonald's.
Okay.
They're putting in like these iPad kiosk screens inside the restaurants where you can build it your way, I believe is what they're calling
it. Yeah, they're really kind of taking something from Burger King.
Right. It's called Create Your Taste.
Yeah.
Create Your Taste.
What it is,
they actually got this idea from Chipotle, because McDonald's owns Chipotle. When you go inside, you go through the line, you get to pick what you want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want mild salsa. I want spicy salsa. I don't want black beans. I want whatever beans. So anyway, you go into the kiosk. You don't ever have to deal with a human being. They said millennials don't like dealing with people anymore. That's why we have 0 social skills in this world.
Word.
You come in, you go to the kiosk, and you pick, I want 2 pieces of meat, I want this onion, I want that tomato, I want these pickles, this spicy barbecue sauce, I want to add bacon, I want to add jalapenos.
So you're the cashier.
You create your own burger.
And then you probably swipe your card on the
everything.
On the
you don't have to deal with a human being anymore. And then you go and sit down, and you wait about 5 to 7 minutes, they said, for these extreme burgers. And if you make a lot of...
The bag just drops from the sky.
No, they'll bring it out to his table. Then they'll have to do table service. And they're saying it's because while people are waiting, they can then get on their phones and check their emails and stuff. And one kid said, well, I appreciate it, but I wish they'd make an app to save me more time. How much time do we need to have saved in this world? Where they're developing now an app for McDonald's.
That's smart.
You can pre-order and then go in and pick it up.
Yeah.
That's coming.
But I don't want to get out of the car because I don't have shoes on.
Yeah, what about that one?
That you'll have to stay with the drive-thru, but drive-thru you can still app. Do the app. You can still do the app for the drive-thru. You just can't create your own taste because that takes too long in the drive-thru. They're trying to work on a way they can stream like that. And do, but
that's
here's
crazy.
My horror. What
no,
eight things are
really
they taking
true.
Off the menu?
They're not taking the chicken nuggets.
No, but that's one of their best sellers.
And obviously, they can't take the Big Mac.
They can't take the Big Mac.
That's yeah. That's
I'll fight McDonald's. Ronald McDonald if they take away the nuggets.
But is there something that really would devastate you if it was no longer on a fast food menu? And not just McDonald's. I know you're a big Taco Bell person.
I'm a Taco Bell guy.
Is there something
that's
that would truly
that's my only fast food.
Punch you in the gut if it was no longer available to you?
If they took away the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell. Because a lot of people don't get the Mexican pizza, and you don't understand.
I'm one of those.
You don't understand how good that Mexican pizza
because
is.
Because it's Mexican and pizza, and it's weird.
It's JC, the best
enough,
of both worlds.
If enough people don't buy it, they'll just pull it off
I know,
the menu.
And that's what scares me.
They cannot touch or delete the ultimate cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. I mean,
that is one of the greatest burgers of all time.
I haven't had it.
You all,
Jenna. On a Sunday.
I can
when you're hungover.
And when you're hungover, get yourself an ultimate cheeseburger. And do yourself a favor. Get the bacon ultimate cheeseburger.
Oh, yes.
And have your taste
buds. I didn't know it came any other way.
See, I just, I'm a Jumbo Jack girl.
Really?
I like the Jumbo Jack.
Jumbo Jack?
No cheese. You don't need the cheese. There's so much flavor on there. It's like a... I'm saving calories. Leave off the cheese so I can save 100 calories. But you don't taste it anyway when you got so much other stuff on there. I just get the plain old Jumbo Jack.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I would be really upset if that was gone.
My taste buds get overwhelmed by double meat, like two different kinds of meat.
Uh-huh.
Like the bacon on the beef.
Oh, it's the best.
I just like to keep my meat like simple, just so it's one kind of meat.
Don't need a variety of meat, huh?
Yeah.
What about the chicken tenders at, is it Whataburger? Whataburgers aren't everywhere, but there are a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I believe they're chicken tenders with the gravy. Hold on, I got to sit down.
Wet chicken fingers?
What's oh, okay? Yes. A little gravy on there?
I haven't had those.
Oh, Kelly.
How do you eat that in the car?
Oh,
your
Kelly.
Attention,
you hold it, right? Hold the box in your left hand. You dip with your right hand.
What are you driving with? Your
knees?
Your knees. Yeah.
Ow.
What?
That's dangerous. But at least...
Well, you know.
At least you're eating.
Yeah.
At least you're eating. Well, they're going to be cutting these eight items, and I'm going to be devastated if some of my favorites
well,
are
Kelly,
gone.
We have an investigator out
uh-oh,
there
uh-oh.
At all times. Steven, did you read the items that are being taken off?
I read some of the items that are going to be taken off. They're going to be cutting down to just one quarter pounder burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The extra value menu, they have 16 extra value meals right now, and they're going to be cutting that down to 11
ooh.
Extra value meals.
Mm.
Yeah.
The premium chicken sandwiches, I think they got like the club, the classic, and the like a ranch.
Wow.
You know a lot, Steven.
They're going to be cutting that. Well, I'm a former McDonald's employee.
Okay.
So.
And you can hear the pain in his voice.
Are you hurting
Steven, me? Steven, I can hear the pain.
No. It doesn't bother me a bit.
Steven.
Go with the premise.
Go with the premise.
Are you
Steven.
Yeah, you need to go.
This is hard, right?
Radio 101. Steven.
I mean, what if the premium chicken sandwich they choose to keep isn't the premium chicken sandwich that you like?
Well, Steven would know. Steven, what's the most popular thing ordered at McDonald's, at least in your experience working there?
The Big Mac.
Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Hands down.
Can't get rid of that, right?
And the French fries. I mean, they're not going to get rid of the staple, you know, the French fries. That's their...
Yeah.
What didn't sell?
That's their moneymaker, actually. But,
yeah. What didn't sell? What's going to go away, you think?
Well, they've gotten rid of some of the things already, but I think that the new burger that they just came out with, the clubhouse.
The bacon clubhouse?
I think that's going away because it really wasn't a big seller.
Do they still sell the fish
sandwich?
It's
one of the most unhealthy. I'm actually looking at the calories. The Big Mac is healthier by 200 calories than the bacon clubhouse burger.
I think it hurt them once they had to start putting up the calorie counts on all the sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you look at it and say, well, I'll just go ahead and get the Big Mac instead of that big one.
Yeah.
What about the fish sandwich? They still sell
that? Filet-O-Fish? Do you still have the Filet-O-Fish?
No. Yeah, they still don't have the Filet-O-Fish, I'm sure, but did you know that McDonald's is the number one fish buyer in the United States.
I did not know that.
Oh, what?
More than like Long John Silver.
Yeah. Well, I guess how many people are ordering filet of fish?
So many, Kelly.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
My mother loves those.
It's
phenomenal.
Yeah. It is phenomenal. Well, I'm going to have a filet of fish today.
Well, I've never had one.
You, sir, are our official McDonald's expert.
Yeah, Stephen. Thank you so much.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss of all those menu items.
Inside question, Stephen.
Go with the premise, Stephen. It bothers you, okay?
Stephen,
it bothers you.
Well, is Ronald McDonald nice in person, or is he a huge jerk?
You really want me to answer that question?
Yes, Stephen.
Yeah, we want to know. Is he nice in person?
We want the inside scoop.
Ronald McDonald is spectacular.
Okay.
Thank you, Stephen. We all wanted that to be true.
I always figured he was.
Now we know.
I always figured he was. I was like, he's just too good to be true, Kelly.
Any idea what size his feet are? Because he wears huge shoes.
24, I think.
Thanks, Stephen.
Wow, this guy, Stephen knows everything. Stephen, hold on. We're going to get your number.
Yeah, we're great.
We're going to give you some bonus points, too.
We always have McDonald's questions. Yeah. You remember back in high school, like 10 years ago, all of us?
Yeah.
Remember all those things, all those
10?
Cool things? Yeah, you know, you remember, Kelly.
Back in,
remember we were sophomores in high school
when I graduated 10 years ago?
Taking me back, what, a good 12 years
Oh,
now.
No, yeah, 12 years, yeah, for you. You're 2 years ahead of me.
Yeah.
But those things you said 10 years ago make zero sense today. We'll tell you what those things are next.
With the Kid Nation app, you can stay connected to the show even when you're on the go. I just made a rhyme there. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.